Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archery's podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Economics for Dummies Book Plus Chapter Quizzes Online is a general audience economics guide written by Sean Masaki Flynn and published as the fourth edition in the Four Dummies series. Its purpose is to make core economic ideas understandable for readers who may have little or no background in the subject, while still giving enough structure to support students, professionals, and self-directed learners. The book spans both microeconomics and macroeconomics, using accessible language, practical examples, and supporting chapter quizzes to reinforce learning. Rather than treating economics as a purely theoretical discipline, it shows how supply and demand, market behavior, inflation, unemployment, trade, and public policy shape everyday decisions and financial outcomes. The overall approach is explanatory, and Applied It aims to help readers interpret economic news, understand policy debates, and think more clearly about markets, incentives, and resource allocation. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a beginner-friendly map of microeconomics and macroeconomics. One of the book's main strengths is that it organizes economics into a coherent introductory path rather than assuming prior training. It covers both microeconomics, which looks at choices by consumers, firms, and individual markets, and macroeconomics, which examines broader forces such as inflation, unemployment, GDP, and policy. This split matters because many beginners struggle to connect everyday price changes with national economic trends. The book bridges that gap by presenting economics as a system of linked decisions under scarcity. Readers learn how smaller-scale behavior feeds into larger outcomes, and how large-scale conditions in turn influence household and business choices. By keeping the discussion broad but structured, the book functions as a guided entry point rather than a dense textbook. That makes it useful for readers who need the subject explained in plain English before moving on to more technical study. Secondly, supply, demand, and market structure as the foundation of economic reasoning. The book gives substantial attention to the basic mechanics of how markets work, especially supply and demand and the structures that shape competition. These concepts are central because they explain why prices rise or fall, why shortages and surpluses appear, and why some markets behave efficiently while others do not. The discussion also extends to utility-maximizing consumers and profit-maximizing companies, showing that market outcomes are not random but emerge from incentives and constraints. By introducing concepts such as marginal and average cost, consumer and producer surplus, and deadweight loss, the book moves beyond simple definitions and helps readers see how economists evaluate efficiency and welfare. This is important because it teaches readers to think in terms of trade-offs rather than slogans. Instead of treating markets as automatically good or bad, the book shows how to examine whether competition is working, whether resources are being allocated well, and where monopolistic behavior can reduce value for society. Thirdly, how the book connects economic theory to everyday financial life. A distinctive feature of the book is its emphasis on relevance to ordinary financial decisions. It repeatedly links economics to the personal effects of government policy, labor conditions, market prices, and inflation. This matters because readers often encounter economics through news about taxes, wages, interest rates, or consumer prices, not through abstract models. The book explains how economic decisions made at national or international levels can affect spending power, employment opportunities, business profits, and investment outcomes. That practical orientation gives readers a framework for understanding why a policy change or market shift matters in concrete terms. It also helps readers interpret their own financial choices more clearly, whether they are managing household budgets or evaluating broader economic conditions. The point is not to turn the reader into a professional economist, but to make economic literacy useful in everyday life, where decisions about saving, spending, and planning are influenced by the wider economy. Fourthly, behavioral economics adds real-world complexity to standard models. Sean Masaki Flynn's background in behavioral economics gives the book a distinctive edge within the beginner economics category. Alongside the usual discussion of rational choice and market logic, the book highlights that people often behave in ways that standard models do not fully predict. This is important because economics becomes more realistic when it accounts for human habits, psychological pressures, and social norms. The discussion of investor behavior, restaurant tipping, and labor patterns shows that economic outcomes are shaped not only by prices and incentives, but also by expectation, custom, and imperfect judgment. For readers, this adds depth to an introductory text that might otherwise seem overly neat or mechanical. It also reinforces a key lesson: economic models are useful simplifications, but they do not capture every human motive. By including behavioral examples, the book encourages readers to question assumptions and notice where real-world behavior complicates textbook theory. That makes the introduction to economics more credible and more applicable. Lastly, built-in quizzes and guided review for active learning The inclusion of book and chapter quizzes is more than a marketing add-on. It is part of the book's teaching design. Economics is a subject that often seems understandable in the moment but difficult to retain later, especially when readers are moving through many definitions, graphs, and connected ideas. Quizzes help solve that problem by turning passive reading into active recall. They allow readers to check whether they truly understand concepts such as inflation, market efficiency, trade, or fiscal and monetary policy before moving on. This is particularly useful in an introductory book because early misunderstandings can create confusion later when topics become more interconnected. The quiz format also supports self-study, making the book useful outside a classroom setting. For students, it offers a simple way to prepare for exams or review course material. For general readers, it provides a structured method for retaining the main ideas without needing a separate workbook. In a crowded field of introductory economics books, this built-in reinforcement makes the learning experience more practical and durable. In conclusion, Economics for Dummies Book Plus Chapter Quizzes Online is best suited for readers who want a clear, low-friction introduction to economics without giving up real conceptual substance. High school and college students will benefit from its step-by-step explanations, while adult readers who want to understand news about inflation, interest rates, trade, labor markets, or government policy will find it especially approachable. It is also useful for professionals who need a refresher on basic economic reasoning without returning to a formal textbook. What sets the book apart is the combination of accessibility and breadth. It covers the essential structure of microeconomics and macroeconomics. But it also includes behavioral economics, real-life examples, and chapter quizzes that support retention. Compared with more technical textbooks, it is easier to enter. Compared with lighter popular economics books, it is more systematic and educational. Its value lies in translating economic language into practical understanding. Readers finish with a better ability to interpret market behavior, policy choices, and financial consequences in everyday life. If you would like to support Sean Masaki Flynn, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.